联邦保守党党领皮尔·波利耶夫星期二在众议院质询环节使用 Fonts Vaco 形容杜鲁多，其后改用极端 extremist 和激进 radical 一词取代先前的形容词，但没有应议院议长 Greg Fergus 的要求收回言论，最终被赶出会场。事件星期三继续发酵，皮尔·波利耶夫接受媒体访问时称不会后悔，强调没有其他形容词可以形容杜鲁多在社区中所做的事。而众议院会议今天又有质询环节，杜鲁多及皮尔·波利耶夫均有出席，主要讨论 BC 省毒品非刑事化问题，气氛平静。在会议开始前，保守党及魁人政团国会议员要求议长为命令官方反对党领袖离开会场而辞职。安省保守党国会议员中 Brazard 认为议长昨天的做法已经越界，指议长的行为对议会和民主不利，强调已经对他失去信心。
I think Greg really overstepped his boundary yesterday, and I think he acted in a way that was not good for Parliament, not good for our democracy. I don't have confidence in it.
诺华斯高沙省保守党国会议员 Rick Perkins 直接表示，议长已经失去保守党和魁人政团两个反对党的信任。
He should have resigned after he lost the confidence vote of the two real opposition parties, the Bloc and the NDP, and us, where the NDP is in a coalition with the government. Several months ago, he lost the confidence of the opposition then. He certainly lost it yesterday.
自由党政府议会领袖 Steve McKinnon 似乎将 Pierre Poilievre 与美国前总统特朗普做比较。McKinnon 说，当他们违反规则，他们离开后会说自己被禁言，就像昨天另一人走出美国纽约法庭时说自己被禁言一样。
This is new. This is dark. It's very somber. They come into our democratic institutions. They break all the rules. And when they are called on breaking all of the rules, they leave and say they've been gagged. Well,Mr. Poilievre had that in common with another person yesterday who walked out of a courtroom in New York saying he's being gagged.
外交部长 Melanie Joly、 工业部长 Francois Philippe-Champin 和防务部长 Sean Fraser 均批评 Pierre Poilievre 表现恶劣，是污蔑议长的权威并侮辱总理。议长办公室发言人回应事件表示，议长无意辞职，又确认 Pierre Poilievre 可以出席星期三的会议，而不必为没有收回有关言论而道歉。加拿大中文电台熊熊报道。